Go find someone who agrees with your bullshit. That's what Grandpa said to me. And that's what I said the other day. Yeah, on a live call. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And Neville did the same thing. He said about a friend of his from stage, I love you, but what you sent to me. Neville called bullshit bullshit. And my grandpa loved me enough to tell me, you know, go find someone. If you want someone to agree with your bullshit, it ain't me. You want my experience? You want my wisdom? You want my results? You want some guidance? I'm your guy. If you want someone to agree with you on your bullshit, what got you to where you are now and you're stuck, I'm not your guy. You know the biggest trap on the internet today? You see, Aunt Betty would love this. Aunt Betty collects. Well, she's a collector. Aunt Betty is a collector. That's her archetype. At least that's what I'll call it. But Aunt Betty collects experts, articles, doctors, trying to find what she agrees with. Boy, she can put up an argument. She can quote. She can defend. But maybe you've noticed something. Defending the castle is not the same as enjoying the kingdom. You can get on your gallant steed and ride, if you know how to ride. We live in a world where everyone is upset about being offended, it seems, doesn't it? And people are afraid of offending people, aren't they? And we've all got to be polite and correct and agree. I mean, we have to honor everyone's opinion. I mean, it's just the nice thing to do, isn't it? I mean, if somebody wants to call a screwdriver or a hammer, yeah, bless them. If they want to use a screwdriver like a hammer, I think that's pretty dumb. That's a nice way to, like, ruin a piece of wood, hurt your hands, and struggle. But you see, I don't get it, Mr. 20. Why is it working for you and not for me? Why is it working for everyone else and not for me? I do my affirmations every day. I'm listening to my brainwave recordings. I stop and meditate on the image of His Holiness, whatever that means, at 11:11 each day. Meanwhile, back at the French, I'm not your guy if you want someone to simply agree with you. I learned this lesson a lot. And I'm thankful for this lesson because I wanted to be like Rick. I wanted to be like Bob. I wanted to be like Nick. I wanted to be like Val. And so on. I wanted to be like Rick. And so you know what I did? I let them learn me how to ride a horse. So I could travel the kingdom. Those are all people who I respect heavily in martial arts, by the way. And I respect them not because I agree with them. Yep, I respect them because he and I have the same opinions. Radio. I respect and appreciate those who invite me to respect and appreciate me. What does the word appreciate mean? You know, if you got stocks, if you got bonds or gold, investments or properties, you want them to appreciate and value, don't you? And it really helps if you appreciate the property too, you know? Yeah, you maintain it. You give to it. imagine of something lovely about it? Appreciation, to increase in value. To appreciation, to actually value. What do you value? A lot of people value being right and finding agreement way more than they do happiness. And I get it. It's everywhere. Everyone's right. Or are they? You see, I've got the joke, right? Victoria takes her half out of the middle. In other words, I learned how to drive, and I learned how to combat drive in the United States of America. In the United States of America, we drive on the right side of the road. Hoo-ha! And when I learned the combat driving, yeah, police academy, that was fun. I learned how to drive on all sides of the road. Sometimes you have to. And I learned how to do it somewhat safely. Because that's important. But Wien Mile, I moved to Australia. In Australia, we drive on the proper side of the road. AKA the left side, right? And when we drive on the proper side of the road, you sit in a different position in the car. You see, I've got this thing called a manual transmission, a stick shift. I operate it with my left hand. Growing up, I operated manual with my right hand because I sat on the other side of the car. See, plain and simple, learning how to drive in America got me so far. But to move to Australia, I had to learn me something different. I had to learn me how to drive on the proper side of the road. And the joke is Victoria just takes her half out of the middle. Right? That's called humor. And one of the things that I notice is people who would rather be right than happy, people who are seeking agreement. People who have all kind of arguments about, this is what works, this is what got me to where I'm at now, and I don't want to be where I'm at now, but I'm not going to listen to you because this is what I know works. How's that for an argument? We call that loopy where I come from. Meanwhile, my life used to be pretty loopy. And you know, one of the things that kept it loopy for a long time was I was wronged. And I had to be right. And I knew the right way. But when I gave all that up and just decided, right, here we go. Let's enjoy a new adventure. Who can I adventure with? The fun began. So in a moment, I'm going to invite you to join Remarkable.com. I'm also going to make another suggestion. But I want you to do now is just notice something. Are you Aunt Betty? Are you just collecting stuff, trying to find out, well, I agree with that, and that makes sense to me, so I'm going to do it? Or are you willing to go and go, right, yeah, that makes no sense to me, but I'm going to try it, because he has the kind of success and life and happiness that I really want. And I'm tired of doing things my way. If that's you, coolio. But either way, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine, I want you to experience what implies a wish of yours is fulfilled right now as we go into the silence. All right, I really got to update the webpage. JoinRemarkable.com. Here's the deal. We ask for a 12-month commitment, and we give you like $1,500 worth of bonuses. Goodies. Shit you could buy, but shit you can, you know, enjoy free as a Remarkable member. When you see the price, it's probably going to blow you away because it is absolutely the most affordable and maybe one of the most enjoyable ways you can have routine contact with us. We have a monthly live group call, private Facebook group, all those goodies, and people who are playing. Not just people asking the same questions, getting the same answers, or exploring. We're doing something remarkable. All right. That's it. JoinRemarkable.com. And if you're not ready for something like that, just go get some goodies at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Because if you're noticing who we are and what we do is different, right? Go get something that will stretch you. Instead of settling for something that'll just agree with what you already know. NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for caring. Leave a comment. Let us know you're there. That way we can imagine lovingly for you too. See ya.